Back here on the Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, talking to our alumni who are now playing on the college level and going on the golf links with former Knoxville boys golf standout Tyler Vaske. And, of course, you've heard Tyler with me on a lot of the basketball games this past winter. Tyler, good to talk to you again. And I guess, instead of basketball, we're talking golf. And so early season, how are things going for you?
Season's started here at the end of February, so we're kicking off season. We're right into gear, and, you know, we're kind of struggling here to start off the year, but we're playing against these southern teams. You know, they get to play year-round, so, you know, we're getting in the full swing of things, and, you know, by the end of April, hopefully our game's in tip-top shape.
How have you been doing? I noticed the last time the Vikings were in action, you were down in Georgia and tied for 44th overall. I guess give us an idea of how that weekend went for you.
Yeah, I mean, my game's kind of been struggling lately. I mean, this fall I really didn't play very well. And, you know, coming into this spring, you know, we still have high hopes, you know, reaching the NAIA National Championship and, you know, ultimately being conference champs and hopefully national champs. But, you know, we have to win conference first and make it to nationals. But my game is, you know, it's right around, you know, you make a few adjustments here and there, your game's going to be back into shooting even par and here and there. And, you know, I'm putting in work and getting ready for the grind of the season to start because, you know, here at the end of March going into April, the season really starts to pick up.
What can you do? Because I don't know if any of the courses are open for play. So, what can you do to work on your game? You know, when none of the courses are really opened up yet around here.
Yeah, we're hitting indoors. I mean, we're hitting on these simulators, and we have a putting green up in Des Moines that we can putt on, and you know that helps during the winter. But it's not even, you know, it's completely different to hitting on real grass and seeing the ball in the air, but. You know, that's an adjustment we have to make going down south. You know, we get one day of practice, and then we're playing our tournament rounds. And, you know, it's kind of different. And, you know, I'd say that's one of our weaknesses is, you know, stepping out from the indoor facility into the outdoors and being able to adapt to the, you know, the impact of the grass and the wind and all that. You mean indoors, you're just hitting into a mat, and you're seeing your results on the TV screen.
And obviously, you know, the simulators, you can try to program, okay, windy day, you know, cold day, but really, you know, how much do you learn from the simulators, if at all, when you're, you know, doing those?
Yeah, you really don't learn much off of how windy days are on simulators. I mean, you go outside, and I mean, if it's windy, you can tell it's windy, but I mean, when you're inside, you're just hitting into this mat, you know. You'll see what your ball is doing, but, you know, it's way different than seeing how far it's going when you're outside. Like, what's the ball doing in the air? Can I flight it a little lower, a little higher to get, you know, more distance out of the shot? I mean, it's a lot different, but, you know, the turf impact is one of the biggest things. We're hitting on these mats indoors, this artificial turf, and, I mean, then we go outdoors and we're taking divots out of grass. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different about golf.
Talking to Tyler Vaske, former Knoxville boys golf standout, now playing at collegiately at Grandview in Des Moines. And I guess, you know, probably should have started out with this first, but you're just happy to be playing because around this time last year, everything got shut down. And it was maybe a month later when everybody realized, okay, nothing's going to happen this spring. And you kind of lost your spring season last year. Imagine you're really grateful you're just know you're going to be traveling and playing at some of these courses.
Yeah, I mean, as a team, we're just happy that we're able to play and, you know, get on the airplane and travel these places. Like you said, last spring we got our season canceled. We only got one tournament in. And, you know, this year we're looking to be successful. And I felt like last year we had a really young and talented team. And, you know, that's the case again this year. I mean, we lose one senior next year. And hopefully, you know, we can step up again next year. But, yeah, I mean, looking into the future, I mean, we should be competing for a conference title and then going up into national championships, and that's even closer. It's at TPC Deer Run over in Illinois, so short drive, and we're kind of familiar. That's like our home course.
And, you know, speaking of home course, you do have a home meet this Monday and Tuesday, but it's out in Las Vegas, the Prim Battle at the Prim Valley Resort out in Las Vegas. You know, what's that like, traveling and then knowing that, you know, you're kind of the home team? Is there really any advantage, or is it just, you know, this is, you know, we're the host team and, you know, that's kind of, is that really all that it is? You're the host team and everybody else kind of has equal advantage on the course?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing. I mean, our coach hosts this team, and he has a co-host that helps him. But, I mean, he's been hosting this tournament out in Las Vegas for a couple of years now. And, I mean, it's a good experience. I mean, I haven't got to play it yet. But, you know, for us, coach tells us what kind of yardages and stuff he's going to set the course up. But other than that, I mean, golf's really, you go out and you perform, hit the ball like you normally do. I mean, it's not like you get a home court advantage where you have a lot of fans or something like that. But, I mean, I've never played this course, so it'll be interesting to see how it comes and what kind of conditions it's in.
Now, I know, you know, all through this fall and winter, we've had to deal with mitigations, and you and I had to deal with mitigations at the basketball games. Golf is a sport that you can kind of distance yourself from each other and, you know, already, but are there some mitigations for golf that you have to follow while you're out on the course?
So right now, so as NAIA, we play 36 holes on Monday and then we play 18 on Tuesday. So the 36 holes, we'll ride in carts. So we get to ride with a teammate. So we play with a teammate for the Monday. And then normally during Tuesday, we normally walk or we'll just play 18 and ride in the carts with our teammate again. So we're not getting in that distances and getting close contact with other teammates. So if we do come down with COVID, we're already in close contact. And we're on the putting green, as long as we're not taking any swings or anything, you got to have a mask on and keep your distance. But I mean, on the golf course, it's pretty easy to do that.
And obviously, you know, you have to handle your own ball, which I think that's been kind of the rule anyway, and your own clubs. Is that kind of how things go?
Yeah, I mean, we get all our clubs and we take care of our own clubs and all that.
Well, looking forward, you mentioned that, you know, you want to win the conference and get to the Nationals over in Illinois. And obviously, Grandview men's golf has had a tradition of being one of the top teams, not maybe nationally, but, you know, being right there in the conference. What does, you know, how tough is the Heart of America Conference this year in golf?
Yeah, there's some tough teams. I mean, there's going to be a couple tough teams in there, and there's a couple teams that are having some down years. I mean, if you think about just over in Oski, there's William Penn, and then there's a couple. Missouri Valley's going to be tough. They have a few international kids that are really solid. They weren't here in the fall, so Missouri Valley will be interesting. But, you know, if we just play our game and we go out and take care of what we can control, we're going to come out at a good and be able to compete, I feel like, at a national level.
What kind of things, I know you've been kind of removed from the high school scene for a couple of years now, but, you know, what kind of things have you, did you learn in high school that, you know, you can take right to the college course, or is it just a completely different scene and everything you learned in high school you kind of threw out the window?
No, I would say you learn a lot in high school golf. I mean, the more tournaments you play in, the more mental toughness you become. I feel like about 90% of golf is all between the ears, and I mean, you can control what you can control, and I mean, you have a bad shot, you got to forget it, because the next one's the most important one, because if you start getting in your head, bad things are going to happen. And I mean, the more tournaments you play in, the more competitive golf you play in, you're going to become a better golfer, because when you just go out and play and have fun, you're not really competing. But when you play in tournament golf, you have that more experience in tournament play, and you feel like you have more of a competitive edge, and you know, you have an edge of against your competitors too, because you know, mentally, if you can outthink your other competitors, you're more likely going to beat them.
Well, Tyler, always good to talk to you, and, you know, always appreciate your help during basketball season. Best of luck this spring, and hopefully you and the Vikings can bring home a conference and make a run there at the Nationals.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. Thanks, Derek.
That's Tyler Vasky, former Knoxville boys golf standout, now playing for the Grandview Vikings in Des Moines. We'll have more on the Radio Sports page right after this on KNIA KRLS.